Good morning and welcome to day 30 of our daily Lenten videos here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott and we're continuing to reflect upon and think about the theme of God's story, our story, as we look at our daily reflections. And today's story is the story about this woman coming and bringing this costly jar of ointment, nard, and using that expensive lotion or perfume and wiping it on Jesus' feet. Ooh. The work that she did is the work that would have been reserved for slaves, for folks on the lowest rung of the social ladder. And you've likely heard the stories, right, during Jesus' time. And if they had sandals or shoes, if they had shoes, they were sandals, and their feet would have been dusty and dirty, and maybe even engaged in foot washing before and seen how difficult it is, probably more difficult to receive than actually to do, but neither are really comfortable. And here we have this scene where this woman gives of herself, gives of this costly ointment. And I was thinking about, yesterday's passage about the giving of the two coins, and it was all that the woman had. And yet, as when I compare it to today's story about this woman lowering herself, and yes, it was costly nard, but really the act that she performed was very humbling, which would actually be more difficult to do, to give some the last of my meager resources, or to lower myself and put lotion or a perfume on another person's feet. I think for many of us, it would be much easier to just give the money. We can go get more. We'll figure out a way to make more. And it's easy to engage the world that way, paying for things instead of actually engaging in an interaction with another person, engaging in a relationship. But yet I think that's what we're called to do as Christians. Yes, of course, we need to give out of our resources for the sake of the kingdom of God and for the broader community. We need to tithe. We need to give of our time. But one of the other things we also need to do is actually humble ourselves before others. We actually need to engage in relationships and get to know the folks who we are loving as our neighbors. Certainly challenging. I know it's challenging. But to imagine yourself in those places, to have the courage and the faith to step out and to humble yourself and to provide that kind of care, that kind of nurture, that kind of support. It's a challenge to be sure. Thanks for spending a part of this day with me and pondering these things together. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. We're 3/4 of the way there. We're round and third headed to home, to borrow a sports analogy. Take care.